he'll take it back because of this chus, the fact you're teaching the son of an Amoritz Torah. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yim toitzi yakor mizulol kefi siyeh. Rashi says, yakor mizulol means tamachokam yamoritz. So it says what? Kefi siyeh for mitzvah will be. Omer Reb Parnach, Omer Reb Yechanan, kol shehu Talmud Chacham, u'benoi Talmud Chacham, whoever is a Talmud Chacham, and his son is a Talmud Chacham, u'ben benoi Talmud Chacham, his grandson is a Talmud Chacham, shuv vein Torah poisekes mizaroi, li'elam. Torah will never go away from their children. Shenem Reposik says, v'ani zois brisi, lo yamush mipicha pizachem pizera zacho, Omer Hashem miyata v'yadelam. My, what does it mean, Omer Hashem, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ani orav lechob adover zeh, I'll be an orav, like I'll be a pledge, I'll be a guarantee. That what? That once you have three duras of learning Torah, I'll never leave from you. My meyat of yadayla, mamar miyamiyo, mikan v'yelav Torah ma'azeras alachsan yishalo. From now on, Torah automatically comes back to this mishpacha. If they have three duras of Tamid Chachomim, the Torah is ma'azeras alachsan yishalo. Rabbi Yosef, Yosef Abboy in Taniyusa, he fasted 40 days. V'yakruhu lo yomash mipircho, in order that Torah should not be forgotten from him. Yosef Abboy in Taniyusa, achrina, then he fasted another 40 days. V'yakruhu used to read the pasuk lo yomash mipircho v'yizarcho, that Torah should not be forgotten from his children either. Yosef Meir Tanisa, achrina, then he fasted another 100 days. Osov Yakru Le Yomesh Epicho V'Yizarcho 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 Oma Mikan V'Yelech, once I have this, the three generations of Torah Litzarichno, I don't have to fast anymore, because then there's this cloud, this school of Torah Ma'azeros Alachsan Yishalo. Rabbi Zeiro Kisolik L'Yad Yisrael, when Rabbi Zeiro went up to Yisrael, Yosef Meir Taniso, he fasted 100 days till Ishtakach Gemara Bavloi Minei, that he should forget the Torah of Talmud Bavli. He heichad lo nitradei, in order it shouldn't bother him, in order now he wants to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, so it shouldn't be serious in his head. The Rashi said, lo nitradei, kishol Eretz Yisrael, lumeid mepir av Yechnan, kamirayin shav Eretz Yisrael, l'vayu b'nei machlekes, v'neichem zeh b'zeh. So he wants to be able to understand clearly what they learned, what they're saying. See, like fasted 40 days, he should forget his Talmud Bavli. Yosef meyach renisi fasted another 100 days, l'lish choyiv, he should not die. The Lishchev Reb Lezer B'Shneya, that Reb Lezer should not die when he joined his lifetime. Why? Because for Nofen Alayu Milo B'Tiburei, then he'll have to take care of the Tzorcher Rabbim. Like this, Reb Lezer was taking care of the Tzorcher Rabbim. So, and he was able to learn, so Zera fasted, in order that Reb Lezer should not die, that the Tzorcher, the oil of the Rabbim should not go upon him. For Yosef Meyach Rini fast another 100 days, that the fire of Gehenim should not be shelled upon him, he should not feel the fire of Gehenim. Every 30 days, heavy bodik nafshi would check out himself to see if the fire would really affect him or not. Shoget tanura, he lit up an oven, solik, he went on top of it, Joseph, and he sat the inside it. And the fire would not bother him. Yoy mechodu one day, yoyu the rabbana einoi, the rabbana gave him an ayin hora. Yichachu shakya, and he burnt down his thigh. The korah there, they called him kotin chorach shakya, the small burnt thigh, that was his name. Rashi says, the inus grew sevi, he was a small person, and now that his thigh got burnt, they called him the small burnt thigh. Omer Reb Yudah Marav, my dichtivot, the postik say, mi yoy shechochim v'yovin, ezois, v'ashadiva pi Hashem, elov v'yagidu, amahov do'oritz. That what, I'll tell you over, why was there a churban of the Beis Hamikdash? That means Dovah said this thing, Omru Chacham of Leif Yeshu. Chacham said this and they didn't explain it. Omru Nevi'im of Leif Yeshu. The Nevi'im also said this and they also couldn't explain it. Ah, Shepir Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yatzmoy. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came and explained it. Shinam the Pasuk says, V'yoymir HaShem, Aloz V'mes Terosi, Hashem Asat L'Fneim. The reason why Hashem made a Churban HaBeis HaMikdash was because they stopped learning Torah. And Omru Rav Yehuda, Omru Rav, what does that mean? Shaloi Biruch Hu V'Terot Chilo. That they did not make birchas haTorah first. That was the avla that they did. Rashi says, "Kesho iskim haTorah lo yemavarkom lufneir, kro yisrael deshenasat lufneichem kadarish." So that was because of this. And Rashi says, "V'chibul v'mavarchi goli datayu sheinoi ma'atona chashuvulhem." They weren't machshiv the Torah, that's why they didn't make a bracha first. Because even though they learned the Torah, but they weren't machshiv it, so for that came a churban habayis. And Omar Rav Choma, my sister was the pasuk say, Belev novin tenuach chochmo, who the kerev ksilim toido, Belev novin tenuach chochmo means zut tamach chochem betamach chochem. That tamach chochem, tenuach betamach chochem, that's a gratis chus for limera Torah, to be a chochem. Or the kerev ksilim toido tuda, means zet tamach chochem bein amoritz.
You're holding Daf Tehei Amid Beis. Now 10 lines down. The Gemara says that Resh, the first one of the big lines, Resh Lakish have mitzayin marta the Rabbanin. Resh Lakish was looking to put a tzion over the form of the Rabbanin. So Rashi says, Shalayich shalu kahanim lavra leim olhalo shalay tera takol aydei tzadikim. He didn't want a takolo to come aydei tzadikim, that people should walk over there kever and become tummy. So he put it to you in the matzeh that the people should know that the tzaddik was buried here. Is kimot lomata Rabbi Chiya, when he came to the morrow, when he came to the grave of Rabbi Chiya, ilma minei, it was hidden from him. Rashi says, lo yoko limse mekoim, he couldn't find the right place. So cholish daiti, he felt very bad. His omar, he said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, lo titalti Torah kemoisai, didn't I also learn Torah mefalfo, talk a lot in learning, just like Rabbi Chiya did? So the Gemara says, Yotas Sabaskal Abaskal cannot from Shemayim Biyomun, it said, for Yomuloi, Torah Kemoise Pipalta, true, you learn Torah, you mafalfu, you're talking to Torah like he did, like Rav Chiya. But Torah Kemoise Lari Batta, but you are not Marbis Torah, you did not teach Torah to other people like Rav Chiya did. What was the Maisa of Rav Chiya? It's like this. That, Kihevi Minse, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiya, when they're arguing, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiya, Omale Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Chiya, Bahati didi kominsis. Are you arguing like against me? Chas v'sholom. I mishdakach Torah mi Yisrael mahadan alo. Mi pepule. That if Torah would be forgotten from Torah, from Klal Yisrael, I would return it. In other words, I'm so great in learning. He didn't mean to be Torah's gaiva. He meant to say the emes, that he is a great satupul in Torah, and therefore what he's saying is right. Because if Torah would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, he would be able to bring it back. Omale Rabbi Chiya le Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chiya said back to Rabbi Chanina. Vahadi didi kominsis, he said back to him. And against me, are you arguing? The avdi le Torah le tishtakach mi Yisrael. If I did something greater, I'll make it that Torah will not be forgotten from Yisrael. Naya vidna, what did Rabbi Chiya do? As lino vishadino kitno. He went and he planted flax. He put the seeds in the ground himself. And then, when he had the flax grown, the gadilno nishbi, he himself made nets from the flax, the tzayadna tovi, and he himself caught, captured the deers. Umachilno bisrael yasmi, and with the meat of the animal, he gave it to the Yisraelim to eat. The arichno megilto, and he made a megillah, he made a cloth, a parchment, the kosavno chamisha chumsha, and he went and wrote the 5 chamisha chumsha Torah on it. Now the Salik no Lamosi went into a city, Umakarino Khamish Yunuki, the Khamish Khumshe. He learned with 5 different children the Khamush Khumsha Torah. Each young child he taught one cipher. Umasnino Shisha Yunuki, and then he taught 6 different children, Shisha Sidre, all 6 Sidorim of Mishnayas. The Omarnalo, and he said to them, Ad Yodarn, until I come back, the Yasino, and I bring you Akra Adodi, teach one another. The Yasni Adoni Vahadodi, and teach one another the Mishnayasin. The Yavdalo, the Torah, the Tishtakachim Yisrael. And this is the way he made that Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So the movement from this Meister is that to go Marbet Torah is you have to do it for Tyra. Here Rabbi Chiya did not want to take even the flax. He didn't want to take even the net from a guy, from somebody else. He went himself to even plant the flax, to make the net, to capture, to write the Sefer Torah like himself, that it should be done with Tyra B'Kedusha. Such an avodah, then the Torah will be miskayim. Such Torah will not be forgotten. The Gemara says, Hainu, the Yomer Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Kama gedoyle maise Chiya, how great is the actions of Chiya. Omele Rebbe Yishmo, Rebbe Yisi, afilu mimar, is it even greater than you? Omele in, yes. Afilu miyab, even from your father. Omele, as he said, Chas v'sholem, Lord, take his ass to Yisrael. Such things don't even think, don't even talk about, to say that he was greater than my father. Amar Rav Zera, Rav Zera said, Emesh Nirali Rav Yosi Ben Chanina. Yesterday I met up with Rav Yosi Ben Chanina. Omar Tiloy, I said to him, he was in Shemayim already, so he came to appear to him in a dream. So he said to him, who are you sitting next to, Rashi says, like in Yeshiva Shemalo, who are you sitting next to? So Omar Lee said to me, Eitzah Rav Yechanan, I'm sitting next to Rav Yechanan. So I asked him, if Rav Yechanan is to me, who is Rav Yechanan sitting next to? Eitzah Rav Yanai, next to Rav Yanai. If Rav Yanai is to me, Eitzah Rav Yechanino. If Rav Yechanino is to me, Eitzah Rav Yechia. Is Omar Tilo, I said to him, for Rav Yechanan, Eitzah Rav Yechia, Loi. Is Rav Yechanan, how come he's like he's not sitting next to Rav Yechia? So Omar Lee said back to me, that the Yasad is cooking the Nura, and the place where like fire is flying, will be Urin the Asha, Rosh Hashanah Lapidim, means the fire is there, Man Maya Barnafcha Tamon, who could put Barnafcha, Rabbi Yechanan wasn't Zecho, to be there next to Rabbi Chiya. Omer Rav Chavivo, Ishtoyeli Rav Chavivo Bar Sumki, that Rav Chavivo Bar Sumki told to me, he said to me that, Chozilei Humer Rabbonin, he saw one of the Rabbonin, Tevishchicheli Elio Gabei, that Elio used to come to him. Till it Safra Heve Shapirinene, one day I saw the way his eyes were nice and clean in the morning. Uli Yurtum, I saw him by night time, Dam Yon Kidim Nikloin Benura. It looked like it was burnt in fire. His Omrulis, I said to him, my hi, what happened to you? The Omrulis said to me, like this, the Omrulis Elio, that he asked from Elio, Achvali Rabbonin, please show me the Rabbonin, Ki Salkilu Mesiftut Rekiya. The way they are going upstairs into the Mesiftut Rekiya place, some type of a nest, he wants to be able to see how the Rabbonin are going up to Mesiftut Rekiya. His Rabbonin that were in Gan Eden, that were nifted already, how are they going up to the Mesiftut Rekiya? His Omali Seliyor Novi told him that Bekuli Motas Listakuli Bu, and all the Rabbonin, when they go up, you could look at them. But Levar, excluding Meguhurkid Rav Chiya, you're not supposed to look at the chariot of the Kisei of Rav Chiya. The Lord Testakud, they don't look at him when he's going out to assist Rav Chiya. Now, Maestim Nayu, how are you going to know who is who? The Kulei Azli Malachi Kisalki Venachti. All the other Rabbonim would then go up and down, Malachim are there bringing them. Levar Meguhurkid Rav Chiya, excluding the Kisei, the chair of Rav Chiya. The Minashe, Solak Vinochis, that by himself his own schusim has enough to bring him up or to bring him down. So the Meister was, Loi Matsoi, Loyuk Mianashoi. He wasn't able to hold himself back, and he looked at Rav Chiya. Istalkobo is also Trey Butite Dnura, two like sparks of flashes of fire came, Omachiu Luhu Gavro, that went into this person's eyes, Visaminu, and it made him blind. Now, Uvisamnu Liena, he made his eyes blind. Is the Mocha the next day, Ozal Lishtatchi Amorote, he went and like bowed down on the Mora of Rav Chiya, and Amina Masnitz and the Ma Masnina, listen, I learn your prices. Like, have Rachmanas on it, please daven to Hashem, Hashem should heal me. And the Maisa was, V'yisusoi, and the person became healed. This Rav doesn't know what his name was, but this Rabbonim became healed. And the Gemara says, Elio, have Ishchiyat and Mesifta the Rebbe. Elio Anavi used to come to the yeshiva of Rebbe. Yoim Achoda one day, Reish Yach Rebbe was Rosh Chodesh. He came late. Nogile was late, but Yosef didn't show up. Omalais, Rebbe said to Elio, my time in Nogile, how come you were late? How come you didn't come? Omalai, Adiyokimno Liyavrom, Omashina Yode, until I first woke up at Rom Avinu and had to wash his hands. Umatzle and had a davin, and then umagminale and had to put him back to sleep again.